views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. We have an incredible episode ahead of us today. You do not want to miss it, with our guest, Tom Palladino. And we're going to start to teach you, he's going to tell you some really cool ways that you can start to eradicate those viruses. Before we get going, though, if you haven't checked out our past episodes, I encourage you to do so. We have incredible guests to help you continue to transform. But you also know when we're transforming our life, we got to start to look outside the box. And this is where today I want to thank that hand of God is starting to open you, shift you, and align you to really have that new awareness and perception for everything you're going to hear. What happens is there's an accumulation of energy that we get collected in our bodies that can make it difficult when you hear new information to want to go over to that space. So some people say, is it conforming? It's a little bit like that, where you'll start to find that you're actually afraid to maybe do something different based on the belief patterns of what you grew up with or what society is telling you. So with the thousands and thousands of people just like you I've shifted, I want to just take that moment and reset and recalibrate your systems right now. So when you hear what's happening today, you can start to expand your awareness and really start to engage with what Tom is going to share with you and start to look at a new way to take back your health. Health is not just about your exercise and your nutrition. That is a big part of it, but it's a smaller part of it. Understanding how you can do things differently in your body is where this whole new space is going. And we're on the cutting edge. And I love Tom's work. I use it. I love it. And I'll share that more with you within the show. One of the things last night, though, is I was getting ready for the show and I had some time to speak with Tom before and have followed him for about 3 or 4 years now. And I'm so excited to have him here. Is I kept hearing from that hand of God, it's like CDC, CDC, CDC. And I'm like, Center for Disease Control. This is kind of crazy. What is that? And all of a sudden, I had this download. So for all of you know how I shift the energy. And I wrote it down right away. CDC was actually commitment, dedication, and connection. We're going to change what that word is because that's a hard word. Commitment, dedication, and connection. Because when you're committed to yourself to change, you will start to look outside of the box and start to realize all that misinformation and misinterpreted information that you've had over your life is not working for you, because if it was, you would have your health back. Dedication means you are never going to stop learning, growing, and you're dedicated to making yourself the best person you can. And the connection, that's your faith, guys. So a lot of times people tell me, Tracy, I hear that saying, follow the money, everything will be good. No, no, that's not right. You need to follow your connection. And if you keep your faith strong, which may be different for all of us, I say always thank you, God. But if you keep your faith strong, trust, no, believe that connection is strong, you will be led to the right place, to the right people to help you get that life you're waiting for. So the CDC now is commitment, dedication, and connection. So with that, welcome, Tom.
What an opening. Great to be here. Thank you, Tracy.
I am so happy to have you here. So we're going to change that definition. And so much I want to ask you, because you have developed this incredible technology that you actually did channel and from God. And I love it because your scalar energy. So for people who don't understand what that is, can you just explain that in your simple terms?
Thank you. I always tell people, everybody's an expert at scalar energy, or what some people call chi or mana or pyramid energy. What is scalar energy? It's sunlight. Where does...
Oh, we We had a little hiccup there. It is sunlight. I'm going to just open that. It is sunlight. And it also helps. There we go. You came back. We froze for a minute.
All right. Let me pick that up again. I tell everybody that they're experts in scalar energy. Scalar energy is sunlight or starlight. That's what I'm working with. It's not electricity. So I have developed scalar energy instruments, and these instruments can control, harness scalar energy. And what you can do with scalar energy is far, far beyond the capability of electricity. So that's the key element here. I'm working with this chi, this life force energy, and I can do extraordinary things with that energy.
Yeah, and you know what I love so much is that if you really focus on the pathogens and the viruses within the body, which is really time, it's cutting edge. We were talking about this yesterday, that people are starting to have an awareness that they have to take back their health and look at things differently. How did it come to you? Like, that's what I want to know too, is how did it come to you? You're like, oh my gosh, we can start to eradicate these viruses and get people healthier, because it's about having perfect, good health to live well.
How did it come to me? Well, a great deal of prayer, connection, and a great deal of hard work. It's a combination of both, of mysticism and study, an academic pursuit of excellence, if you will. So after 30 years of experimenting and...
Of the experimenting and probably... Mm-hmm. You froze again there. Uh-oh. So you have 30 years of experimenting with the technology.
Correct. And after 30 some years, now I have perfected the technique whereby I can guarantee, I can promise you that we can break apart a germ. So what does that mean to mankind? We can eradicate viruses, bacteria, mold, protozoan. We have discovered this way of eradicating germs.
And so what, you know, and I find this fascinating because I've used your protocols. I love them. I actually had a client today. She posted them on my thing. She goes, every time I go away, I jump on Tom's issue. I'm on scalar energy. I get on the protocol because she's afraid when she travels, right? And I hear this regularly from people that they're like, they never leave their country now. And I get it, right? Because in different countries, you're picking up different germs, different things that are happening. And as we know, a virus in the body, one virus can really plague somebody for their life. And you've had incredible results. So when you started, was there only a handful of viruses that you were targeting? Because now you have quite a few that you actually target within the system.
When I first started to experiment with scalar energy instruments in 1993, that's how long this journey has been, I was able to break apart single-celled organisms, bacteria and fungi readily. But only in the past 7 years have I been able to perfect the destruction of a virus. So now the pathogenic cleanse, if you will, is complete. Now we can destroy viruses which are much smaller than bacteria. And the key element there is you have to reach the nucleic acid of a virus. You have to disassemble the DNA or RNA of a virus. And we're able to do that. So to cut to the chase, as I usually say, what does this mean? We have the answer. We have the cure for herpes. We can destroy the herpes virus. I have no equivocation in making that statement.
I have seen, I'm on your site a lot. I love watching those testimonials, because what I love about your work and your product is that when you created this to actually transform lives, guys, you got to really understand this. If you are somebody that has had that virus, and I've seen a lot of people with it, and one, there's the shame, there's embarrassment, they can't live, they're in pain in different times, right? I'm not saying all the time, but you have on your website so many testimonials where people have gone to their doctor, they've had these tests, they brought them back, and there's nothing. It's gone.
Right.
And
right.
That to me is a miracle.
The tests verify that we're destroying viruses. We have diagnostic tests that prove that we can destroy viruses. So as you said, this is a scientific process. It has been proven. We've established that. We're able to eradicate viruses from the human body.
So what's the, I know one of the questions, and you probably get this a lot. So for our new listeners who don't know you, what is the time that it takes to eradicate one of these viruses out of the body? So if they've had it in there for a long time, what is usually the amount of time? Like, is it whether they, for you to actually go through the scalar process with them to eradicate a virus?
Sure. So on a daily basis, we treat people. We're able to eradicate over 400,000 species of germs on a daily basis. And frankly, it only takes one treatment. It only takes one administration of energy, scalar energy, to break down the molecular bonds of a germ. So consider what I'm saying. Scalar energy is a fundamental, a primal force in nature. It controls molecular bonds. To use the example of the herpes virus again, if I send this signal into the human body, it will immediately break down the herpes virus. So within a matter of a split second, we can disassemble the molecular bonds of the herpes virus.
So it's taking that frequency to frequency. So one of the things that we touched on yesterday that I know you hear, and I really want people to understand, is now it's been disassembled, but now the body needs to repair, to regenerate itself. Yes. And that's exactly what can take time, correct? Because they can still get an outbreak, but even though there's an outbreak, that doesn't mean that they have the virus. Is that correct? Oh, we froze again.
And that's where you come in, Tracy. That's where you come in, Tracy. You have, as a health coach, you have to direct people. You have to guide people as to, you know, the pillars of health. As you mentioned, exercise and nutrition are some of those pillars of health. So
yes,
even though with my technology we can eradicate a germ, that still doesn't mean that you can live a carefree life. You can't.
Correct.
What I understand about health is it should be enjoyable. And it should be a fun and exciting journey. And I mean that. My wife and I.
Yes, I know there can.
We eat well, we exercise. It's not a burden. We enjoy what we're doing. So wellness should be a program in your life that you welcome, that you enjoy following.
Yeah, and it should be fun. I always say exercise should be fun. And people need to understand that your body, I always look at the body like a computer, the way it works. And we have parts that need to be always upgraded and changed, and even our thoughts and our systems. Mm-hmm. And if people understand that, what Tom's saying is, if once that virus is gone, then it is your, and I said this earlier, with your commitment, dedication, and connection, if you're really in that space, then you can actually speed the body's energetic body up for restoration, regeneration. And you have to take ownership of that as well. And also understand that by putting all these components in, because again, you can go out and reinfect yourself, correct? Like somebody can go out and reinfect themselves if they're not being careful. And then they have to go through the process again, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. I cannot prevent reinfection.
No.
So, bluntly, so what you mentioned as we opened the program, many people on a, say, frequent basis throughout the year, maybe 2, 3, 4 times a year, will sign up for a treatment. Why? Because germs are everywhere and they become reinfected. To speak to the point that you were making, when people take a holiday or a vacation and they're visiting a foreign country, if you will, well, there's different flora and fauna in that area. And our bodies simply don't have the immunity to some of the germs that we encounter when we're traveling. So many people, for instance, many airline stewardesses, flight attendants, will join my program because they're being constantly bombarded by different germs in airports and with the clients that fly with them. So that's a point to be made. What is the beauty of this? We treat people by way of a photograph. It's so simple. Scalar energy reaches you by way of your photograph. You don't have to travel to my laboratory in Florida. you do not have to exercise any peculiar diet or exercise regimen. All I need is a photograph of your body, some part of your skin. My scalar energy instrument will find you like a satellite will find a cell phone. And that's it. That's your commitment. It's so simple. Once the world can really cogitate that and accept that, then we'll be able to treat millions of people a day by way of their photograph. So consider what Tracy and I are trying to present. It's the simple, easy way to eradicate germs around the world. All we need is your photograph, and you could go about your day. You can go play golf or tennis. It doesn't matter. I'm treating you on a daily basis by way of your photograph.
And that's what I love so much. And I think that this is might be hard, and I'll start to move some of the energy if you guys are having a hard time. We're taught that it should be hard to get rid of something out of our body, or you got to take all this stuff to get something out of your body. And really, I want to need to expand all of your awarenesses here to understand like what you're saying, Tom, is, and I always say this, it should be easy. And this is what I love about all of your programs. And I want you to be able to share all of them because you have a lot. I'm just like a raving fan. We were just talking about dopamine earlier and the brain and all the chemicals, but your core program with viruses, I believe if you guys haven't checked it out, you have to check out Tom's site. And because this is one thing that viruses get hidden in the body as well. And a lot of people don't realize that. And one of the things I've noticed with what you do with your scalar energy is you're getting rid of the hidden viruses that even could come out later in life, guys. And this is not, oh, I don't have a virus now, I shouldn't jump on the scalar energy. No, you should be jumping on the scalar energy, because when these hidden viruses come out, you don't want them to come out when you're 50, 60, 70 years old. Because then you're in the doctors, now you're loading up on the pills, correct?
That's correct. I'll give you a great example. The human papillomavirus. Many women are very concerned about the human papillomavirus. It's the number one cause of cervical cancer.
Yes.
It's been established 95, 96% of all cervical cancers are caused by that one virus, the human papillomavirus. So we can destroy, we can break apart the human papillomavirus. So why not break apart, why not destroy the human papillomavirus now before Amen. It has the potential to produce cervical cancer or vaginal cancer, et cetera?
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, amen. You know what? I had chills when you said that. This is a huge point that you guys really need to understand while you're listening to this, because that's only one. And I can't tell you, there's been so many people you hear, I've gone to see people in the hospitals and you hear them talking about all of these issues. And imagine now, so rather than getting, I will caution, I guess how I say this, but just my opinion, rather than getting all these vaccinations, why aren't you eradicating it out of your system?
Yeah, exactly. A vaccination is just a stepping stone. Why not use the real McCoy, so to speak? Why not just break apart and destroy the virus? And again, I have to accentuate the fact that scalar energy controls matter. If my two fingers represent a molecular bond, scalar energy will break down that molecular bond. So if you break down the molecular bonds of viruses, protozoan, bacteria, they break apart, they disintegrate, they disassemble. That's what we're doing. It's the simple, painless way to break apart germs inside the human body. This is the versatile aspect of scalar energy. It controls nature. So what am I trying to accentuate? Scalar energy instruments control physical matter. It's the simple, easy way to address pathogenic disease.
Yeah, and it's not invasive, like you said. I'm huge at educating people on preventative, and it's one of the things I love so much about watching what you're doing, because you're creating different areas for preventative medicine, guys. Yeah. And, you know, we talk about health care, there's care in health, but it's always band-aided. I see it. I lived in the medical system for 32 years. Then they said nothing more to do for you. You're going to probably die before you're 50. Well, guys, I'm almost there. And I am healthy. And I love your programs, because I have seen and felt the effects. And even guys, if you're new to understanding what Tom's saying, I will tell you that when you're on the scalar energy and when you're on some of these programs, you literally, you will get, I call it a parasitical cleanse. So basically all, and I get this. So I work with a lot of people, you know this, and I'm going to tell you even what happened last night. So, you know, here's like live testimonial. So we collect all the energies of people that we work with, right, all day long. And last night I was having parasitical dreams, like literally my mental space was cleansing and purging and cleansing and purging. And so you wake up clearer, you wake up more refreshed. And for people that are in this whole field of helping other people, I can't recommend what you do enough, because it's a service to all of us as well. So we can be clear mind, clear body, clear soul when we're going out and helping, because it's purges. I notice every time I'm purging at nighttime in my dream state more than ever before when I'm on these treatments. Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I have, Tracy. What is our reach? Presently, we can destroy potentially now 400,000 species of germs.
Yeah.
So that essentially represents the common germs recognized by the medical community.
Yeah.
So if we can eradicate potentially now 400,000 species of germs, you're going to be essentially germ-free after we treat you. Now, there are so many germs out there. Some of them have never been identified. So as we come to understand what other pathogens, germs are, we'll add them to our collection. But presently, we can eradicate 400,000 species of germs. And most people feel that uplift, as you do, within a few days of the treatment starting. And rightfully so. We've been carrying parasites in our body for years. We've been carrying bacteria, mold, viruses, prions in our body for years. And if you can eradicate that in one day, and within a week, you'll feel better. I can guarantee you, most people say that they feel significantly better because they've been compromised. Their health has been compromised with these infectious agents. This is a game changer. Imagine what I'm saying to you. There are thousands of diseases caused by pathogens, germs. What am I saying? We have discovered the cure for thousands of pathogenic diseases.
Can you touch a little bit on, I know I was reading, you know, how you've had into AIDS and, you know, Epstein-Barr and Lyme. Epstein-Barr and Lyme disease are huge right now. I am bumping into so many people and they're very conditioned. And I'd love your point of view for people to understand this, that they can never get rid of it. Yeah. And they got to take all these pills, which make them more foggy, more tired, more drained, and they can't function. So what do you say to those people? Because that's a big one right now.
We can easily destroy the Epstein-Barr virus. We can easily destroy the Lyme spirochete. I have testimonies on my website, scientific test reports that prove we're destroying the Epstein-Barr virus. And I think many people in our audience realize, and you surely do, Tracy, yeah. For instance, the Epstein-Barr virus can be passed so easily.
Yes.
You can kiss somebody, and by sharing saliva, you can pass the Epstein-Barr virus. Or if you drink from a common cup or a coffee mug, well, you can pass the Epstein-Barr virus by sharing a liquid. So what is my point? These
viruses of needing to change.
Most of the people on the planet have the Epstein-Barr virus.
Yes.
Now, what does that mean? Well, it's part of the herpes family of viruses, and the Epstein-Barr virus, amongst other things, will attack your nerves.
Yeah.
After years of being infected with the Epstein-Barr virus, are now experiencing nerve damage.
Yeah.
It's also been associated, the Epstein-Barr virus, with different types of lymphoma. Some people say that their Hashimoto's syndrome, their autoimmune disease, was probably triggered by the Epstein-Barr virus attacking their thyroid gland.
Yes.
That makes sense because there's an overexpression of antibodies, and that overexpression of antibodies that are trying to eliminate the Epstein-Barr virus from the body. Now that leads to another problem. The new disease is Hashimoto's, which is the autoimmune response that we have from these antibodies that are attacking our thyroid. Well, what does all of this mean? Why don't we go about this the easy, fundamental way? Why don't we get rid of the problem? The problem is the Epstein-Barr virus. I've always said, in order to solve a problem, you have to define it. What's the problem? It's the actual infectious agent. What is the solution? To break apart the molecular bonds of an infectious agent. We can do that with scalar energy. If you can do that, that cause and effect relationship is so obvious, you've eradicated the infectious agent. Not only are you cured of Epstein-Barr, most likely you'll not have to deal with Hashimoto's autoimmune disease anymore. All of that stands to reason. You can see how this is so far-reaching. What we're doing has so many implications for the world. And again, all I need is a photograph of your skin. Scalar energy is a paradigm in which everything is interconnected. So when I place your photograph in my scalar energy instrument, it's already interconnected within that energy dimension. So the connection is instantaneous. So when I work with you, I can instantly send a signal to serve to break down those molecular bonds of the Epstein-Barr virus. I know that is quite abstract. For some people, that is esoteric. But this is the efficiency of scalar energy. It's not electricity. It far exceeds the capability of the electromagnetic spectrum.
Yeah, and it's interesting because this is what I want everyone to understand. If it seems a little bit out there, it's not, and I can tell you, and I know we have to go to break soon. So Tom, I want you to tell everyone where they can find you, how they can try this out before we go to break, and then I want to talk about some of the other protocols you've put together. So where can everyone find you, because so many people need to start eradicating these viruses? Where would be the best place for them to locate you? Oh, did we freeze again? Oh, no. Oh, we froze again. So where can everybody locate you? What would be the best website, the best place to find you?
Our central website is scalarlight.com. That's spelled S-C-A-L-A-R. As Tracy mentioned, we have thousands of testimonies. I realize this is new to some of you, so please get your feet wet. Read the testimonies, and you'll see that people around the world are now regaining their health by this simple process, scalarlight.com.
Scalarlight.com. Okay, so we're going to go to a quick break. I want you to go, you can go Google it now, or you can get it at the end of the show, and we're going to make sure that even you will have all the links to find Tom. You will find it right below when we have the replay as well. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and Tom's going to expand on some of the other protocols that he's come up with, because they're pretty incredible and they go hand in hand with the initial pathogen cleanse. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned after the break.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I hope you are loving our space here with Tom Palladino, talking about scalar energy. And also, I want to just encourage you again, if you haven't checked out our website at tracylclark.com, you can come and join the TLC community. Good initials, I always say. Thank you to my parents, but named from our members, helping you just live a better life. And I'm so glad that we have Tom today. We are going to have him back. So do not worry if there's some questions that you've missed. We're going to make sure we get them all. But I want to talk more, Tom, about some of you've created an addiction protocol, the endorphin and neurotransmitter, which I love. You have a fat metabolism. You have hormones for male and female. Can we talk a little bit more about those? I know the scalar is the foundation, guys. You got to get rid of those viruses. Like, trust me, you'll be so happy. And then you started to develop all these other protocols.
Right. So let's speak to that point. Again, scalar energy is a fundamental force in nature, and we could either break apart a germ or we can create, we can assemble a natural chemical inside the body. Now, for instance, we recently have introduced a new program, endorphins and neurotransmitters, in which scalar energy can actually assemble serotonin or dopamine inside the human body. And the upshot of that is people are happier. So with a scalar energy instrument, we can create those happy chemicals, those neurotransmitters that allow us to experience a greater sense of joy in life, neurotransmitters that allow us to have a sharper and a more creative mind, if you will. It increases our mental acuity. So with scalar energy, the key element, again, is we can control physical matter. So with this new program, once again, endorphins and neurotransmitters, we're getting great results. People are telling us that their depression is lifting. Why? Because some people simply don't have enough dopamine or serotonin or acetylcholine inside their bodies. Now we can create, we can assemble those happy chemicals inside the human body. And the upshot, once again, is it works. And people now are seeing an elevation in their mood. Some people are saying that they're euphoric throughout the day. So this is one of the benefits of a scalar energy treatment. That's a separate modality, once again, to emphasize. But it shows you, again, the versatility of scalar energy and how this important tool can be used to improve human health.
Yeah, you know, I've been on that one for a month and a half now. And what I want to share for you guys a personal testimony again, because this works. I'm always genuinely very happy anyways. However, I've increased. I was saying to Tom yesterday, it's like drinking 12 cups of coffee. I don't drink coffee. Most of you know that. I drink tea or water all day long. That's my go-to. But it is elevated. Like, you got this bigger, you know, spring in your step. What he is saying, I am going to tell you right here live, because we're live, that in the last month and a half, I've noticed it. You know, my partner's on it. He's noticed it. He's like, those things don't bother me the way they used to. And you can get that heaviness of the day going out. I will guarantee you guys, if you are on this system, it will just change. And I love what you said about depression, because a lot of people are convinced that they can't get rid of their depression. And what I've seen in a month and a half on this modality, I would have to, in my personal opinion, debunk all of that, because you just naturally will feel this beautiful euphoric space, and it will just enhance. Even if you're feeling good, like I feel great, guys, I'll tell you on this, I'm at a whole other level.
Thank you. I had a friend who's been suffering from depression most of her life. After 2 weeks, now this is a new program, after two weeks on the endorphin neurotransmitter program, I asked her opinion, and she said she's never felt better. Yeah. What does that mean to me? Probably she had a deficiency in some type of happy chemical. Maybe it was serotonin, maybe it was dopamine, oxytocin, we don't know. But the fact that we're assembling over 20 different endorphins and neurotransmitters in the body 24 hours a day.
Yeah, that it starts to break it down. Oh, we had a little freeze.
It gets to the point where I feel much happier, to the point that now I'm almost giddy sometimes throughout the day. And I realized that, and again, this is a new program. I realized that this new program is producing such a excess of neurotransmitters and endorphins in my body from head to toe now, not just in my brain, from head to toe, because many neurotransmitters are needed by our gut microbiome.
Correct.
Now we have the sufficient supply of endorphins and neurotransmitters in our body. It is indeed a mood elevator. And I'm sure there are other corollary effects, such as improving our gut microbiome. We'll discuss that also throughout the
Yeah. So can you maybe, I know we also have a lot of listeners that deal with a lot of children and in the addiction space. And I know you have the addiction protocol. Can you expand on that a little bit more for them?
Right. Again, we're looking at scalar energy as a primal force in nature. So if you will, I have the ability to disassemble, say, trace amounts of cocaine, heroin, alcohol, nicotine inside the human body.
Wow.
Now, again, keep in mind, everything is a chemical bond. Everything is held together by some type of hydrogen bond, ionic bond, etc. So scalar energy can be directed to break down the chemical bonds of cocaine, of marijuana, of different types of alcohol. Now, when we do that, then we eliminate the memory, if you will. Not only the physical memory is gone because we break down those chemical bonds in the body. There's no residual effect, and there's no residual amount of any type of cocaine or heroin left in the body. So the body no longer craves that. You've got to get rid of the physical presence and the memory, so to speak, of those drugs, of those pharmaceutical products, of that alcohol.
Yeah.
So scalar energy works really in a twofold capacity with this addiction chemical cleanse. We break down the physical chemical bonds, but we also in some way efface the memory or the auric memory or the etheric memory of those pharmaceutical products, of those recreational drugs, et cetera. Now, we have good success, not with everybody, but we have good success in reversing addiction. By that, I mean many people say that they're no longer addicted to recreational drugs, or they at least could curtail their use of recreational drugs. Yeah. So it's still a process, and still the psyche comes into play here.
Absolutely.
Thank you. But we have seen good success with some people. I'm not saying it's going to be the overall cure for everybody, but it does work for some people.
Wow. You know, I think that that's something that people have to also understand. And that goes back to what we were saying at the beginning of the show with your commitment, your dedication. Like, as much as you are eradicating so much out of the body, guys, we still have to be accountable to ourselves and be dedicated to ourselves to continue to move through to make sure we're not putting that stuff back in our body, to make sure that we're following up, like we were saying earlier, with your nutrition, your exercise, and, you know, really also surrounding your environments and things that are supportive of you. So the energies of the body can hold. And basically that's, you know, with what you're doing with scalar energy, I've seen different things, and I know you're like me. You're funny. You said this yesterday. You don't look at what anyone else is doing. I don't either, guys. People ask me all the time, do you look what all these other people are? I said, no, I just follow what God tells me to do. And that's it. I call them God ideas and off we go. But I have seen different ways. And I have to say the way you've developed this is extremely unique. It works. You backed it up with real medical testimonials where people have gone back to their doctors, which I love. You also, you go far beyond in your explanation of your treatments to help people understand. One of the things I do love is you also have, it's a weekly, right? Where you get live with your clients, with your people to help them better understand what's going on in their body, correct?
That's correct. Every Thursday night, we have a weekly radio call, and I want to accept these questions, and I want people to give me their feedback. I want to be an open book. And to speak to the point you made earlier, we have four health coaches that work with us and we're answering the phone 7 days a week. Why? Because I take this seriously. We're open 7 days a week. You can call us and we'll answer the phone 7 days a week because health is crucial. And we're not working with widgets here. We're not working with nuts and bolts and screwdrivers here. It's your health. Your health is important. Why do I treat people every day? Well, why not? Their health demands it. If you...
Their health makes sure you have to have it.
Our health demands it. So I have the same attitude. I keep open, if you will. And I treat people 7 days a week. And our support desk is open 7 days a week. The other thing I do love,
and if you guys are hearing what Tom's saying, and I say this too, like people like us that are moving in different ways with all of you, it is, we love what we do. We know we're guided by spirit to do it. And exactly what you said, Tom, and for people who may have tuned in new, and what he's saying is correct around your health. You hear me say it all the time. And you heard me say it before. I lived 32 years in the medical system and then I was told to live with all these sickness, illnesses, and diseases. And, you know, I wouldn't live long. So, you know, it's so important because without your health, and people say this, but you guys don't fully integrate it. They go, well, you need your help. Most people wait until it's too late. And like, I was born like that. So I had to constantly, you know, be on top of it. I will tell you now, this is, yes, it'll help you get through to where you're going, but it's preventative. I want people to understand this because everything in our life with our health has to be preventative, guys. When you wait and then something shows up and then you end up in the medical system, if you don't understand what's going on, now you're backtracking many, many years to try to eradicate what that issue is. Right. You are on the cusp. You are on this new way of preventative for the body, for their health.
Thank you, Tracy. I use this analogy. People use preventative medicine on their cars. They take care of their cars and they change their oil frequently and they have their tires rotated. People perform preventative maintenance on their home. They perhaps seal their driveway or they vacuum frequently. They take steps to prevent damage to their home or unnecessary wear and tear. Well, that's smart and prudent. But for some reason in our Western society, we don't take preventative medicine into our care, and we don't exercise that with human health. I don't know why.
I think it's conditioning, right? Throughout the years, people are just like, okay, you're fine, you're healthy. So, you know, wait till something happens, then call the doctor. Right. And like you've seen with all of your clients, I've seen personally and people I work with, that's too late, guys. That's too late. And this scalar energy, I'm telling you, I can't say it enough. I hope I sound like I'm on a little soapbox here, but I do what you are doing and you're constantly innovating. You're constantly looking at, you have the core, yes, the core pathogen cleanse, but like I was saying before, you are always, always, and I saw it in your field, I've seen it with you. It's one of the things I love so much about years ago when I found you, is you are constantly listening to what is next. What can you do to better the body? You don't stop.
Thank you, Tracy. Why? Because I love what I do. I am a true researcher. I research 10 hours a day. I work 6 days a week. It is frequently I put in 60 hours a week researching. It doesn't bother me. I love it. I enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, so, this is the thing. When you love what you do, it's not work, right? That's what I say.
It's not work.
It's not work.
And the fact that I can work alone in my laboratory without politics. I love that. I love that.
With your dog.
Yeah, with my dog. I'm the same yard. Yeah,
I know he's beautiful. I've seen him on your website. You guys got to check it out. But it's, you know, that's part of the fun and the play, right? And your family's helping you. They understand. And breaking down a lot of those pathogens, again, preventative. And so it's constant innovation for you because look at how many times, and I check, I'm like, wow, he's got a new program. You've got, you know, the nutrition one. You have the health, you know, the fat metabolism, right? Is that what it was? And you have like the hormones. So you're always looking at how can you better the body? It's brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a game changer. I can't accentuate this enough. What electricity did for mankind, imagine the world without electricity. Look at the benefits of electricity. That's a form of energy. I am saying that scalar energy will have a greater impact upon mankind than that of electricity, because it's so much more versatile. What we can do with electricity is not in no comparison to what we can do with scalar energy. This is the game changer. Scalar energy is going to change our lives within the next 10, 20 years. I thank our hostess for being so forward with this. She sees the big picture. She sees what's coming.
Yeah.
This technology is about to change mankind.
It will. I totally agree. And, you know, I would say it's like the Star Trek days. Remember how they had a little whoop and they'd be able to fix something in your body? You're actually on that technology. You are. So, yeah, you're not standing in front of the person. You have their picture, which scans through, but you're actually looking at what has to change in the body. And people, the other reason preventative is, you know, if you especially live in North America, I know we have listeners over in Europe and stuff, but if you're living in North America, the hospital systems are jammed. They, you know, I had to be in one a couple of weeks ago with somebody and there was no doctor on staff. Very weird, right? Middle of the night. And I ended up doing all the work and they were like, well, I don't know. There's nothing more we can do for you. Whatever she's done is fine. Go home. And thank gosh, you know, that I had the knowledge I did. And so the hospitals are going to get jammed. You look at what you pay for. Now in Canada, we pay a huge amount of taxes for our medical insurance. You guys pay medical insurance. But guys, think about it. So imagine if you don't have to consume a lot of those costs because you're actually putting that money back into your health and you're eradicating the viruses earlier using scalar energy. You're going to live longer. You're going to be happy. You're not going to be spending time in those long waits at the doctor's office. Now, yeah, if you cut your hand off or your finger, well, that's a little bit different, right? But if you are doing the preventative and you're on the scalar technology, you will start to find that you can go to the beach more often if you want to. You can go hiking more often. You will have that energy.
What I envision, frankly, is a global healing ministry around this scalar energy paradigm. Yeah. And I say that without any reservation. Why? My instrument could easily treat 5 million people a day. If I receive 5 million photographs a day, I could treat 5 million people a day. And you do not have to leave your home. You don't have to drive to a clinic. It's simple. It's easy. It's painless. Most people don't even feel anything. Some people who are very sensitive feel a surge of energy.
Yes.
So, and consider what we're saying. That's, again, just one of the aspects of what we can do with scalar energy. Tracy mentioned hormones. We have the ability to assemble male and female hormones. So men and women who have deficiency, hormonal deficiency, they're helped significantly by these modalities. Again, this is just the tip of the iceberg, what we can do with scalar energy. As God gives me the wisdom, I'll bring out a greater number of programs. I'm just happy that finally we have an answer to illness. And it's a simple, painless, inexpensive way about about repairing the human body and the human mind.
And you know, people would start to look at this, and I love what you said. It is inexpensive, guys. Add up what you're spending on, you know, perhaps all your vitamins and your medicines and all of that. You know, you won't need them anymore. You'll be like, they're only meant for very short interim anyways, but people end up taking all this forever. And what you're doing on scalar will really eradicate that need as well. So I always say you can't put a price on your health, though. You can't. And, you know, what you're doing, you can't put a price on what you're doing at all. I'm sorry, you just can't. It's amazing. Right. It's brilliant.
Thank you. Yeah. Bravo.
Well, I want to also, so when you put the pictures in, do you have to scan them every day? I'm sure people are wondering. Do you have to scan them every day?
Yeah, let me explain. Yeah. How can I assure that we can destroy a germ? Well, remember, I'm working with light, with energy.
Yes. Oh, you had a little freeze there again. Let me just make sure that brings back. We're just talking about scanning.
Instrument. The instrument would look or would scan that photograph. Now, keep in mind, light, it's fundamental. So there's no human input here. I'm using a light instrument to understand, to decode a light representation, which is a photograph, the herpes virus. So to fast forward this, I take a photograph of the herpes virus, place it in my instrument. My instrument looks at the chemical bonds of the herpes virus and then breaks down those chemical bonds found on the photograph, so to speak. Everything is an information system in scalar energy.
Yeah.
So with that information system, as long as I introduce a photograph of a germ into the instrument will automatically break down those chemical bonds. So,
I love it.
In totality now, I have over 400,000 photographs of germs. And when I scan those photographs of germs in my instrument will automatically break down those chemical bonds. So this is why I can assure people that I can destroy, I can unbind, I can break apart 400,000 potential species of viruses, bacteria, fungi, protozoan, phages, etc.
Wow.
Now consider that. It's a guaranteed process. It's simple, it's easy, painless. All I need is your photograph. You don't have to leave your hometown. You could stay at home. You could watch TV, read a book, go to church, or play golf. I do all the work. This is why Tracy and I are so excited about this new medical paradigm. It's an easy way to treat 5 million, 10 million people a day.
The other thing I love, too, is... and is a fact, and you do a lot of charity give back. You're very good that way of helping people. What I love about, because you are so passionate about the health, is you touched on this a few times, was mold and bacteria in the body. Because there's a lot, like a lot of the allergies and stuff that people have, right? It comes from this increased level of mold and bacteria in the body. And what's the number one thing you see people do? They're like, okay, I can never have like a milk product again, or I can never have this. They start eliminating everything. And I was one of those people because I had so many things. So when I was like probably in my early 30s, when I first started the journey, I was one of those people that would look at anorexia because I stopped eating everything. And then when I realized, wait a minute, something's wrong here. So I love the fact that you have touched on that, because most of our bodies are riddled with mold and bacteria.
Yeah. Thank you. And not to anybody's fault, you know, it's just the society that we live in. If you really look at the nature of the animal kingdom, we're vastly outnumbered by microbes, by germs. And germs are everywhere, and they float in the air, and they're on your doorknob, they're in your home, they're in your office. So it doesn't surprise me that there's so many pathogenic diseases, or diseases that are indirectly caused by a pathogenic disease. It's been said that the germ, the microbe, has killed more people worldwide than wars. And that's true. That's accurate.
I believe that.
Man's number one enemy is the germ. It's not necessarily war or starvation. It's germs. So this is the easy way, once again, to introduce to the world a method, a modality to break apart those germs.
Yes.
I'm very excited for the future. Tracy, thank you again. Thank you for being forward thinking. We will together and with other people join us. We are going to change the world. And what I am saying is not hyperbole. I have established this protocol. It works. I'm working with energy. Energy is fundamental. We can assemble a hormone in the body. We can assemble a neurotransmitter in the body. We can assemble vitamins in the body, or we can break apart viruses and bacteria. This is accomplished with scalar energy, which again is that life force energy of the sun. It's not electricity. Yeah. So if this is the first time you're hearing about scalar energy, it will not be the last time. There are great scientists by the name of Nikola Tesla. Many of you are familiar with Nikola Tesla.
Yeah.
And Tesla, the latter part of his career was almost exclusively devoted to scalar energy. And that's why Tesla, this great scientist, is still today unmatched. Nobody has ever duplicated his results, because nobody could develop the scalar energy instrument that Tesla was able to develop. So in many ways, I'm trying to follow in the footsteps of Tesla. That's a large order.
You are doing an incredible job. I can't believe our hour's up. These live shows go so fast. We are going to have Tom back. But Tom, again, where can everybody find you? I know you're on Instagram because I follow you. but where can they find you to really learn more?
Sure. You can go to the website, scalarlight.com. When you do, at the very top, it says free trials. It's a red banner. Click that banner. You'll be allowed to sign up for free trials. The endorphin program is free. We allow you to experience 15 days of a pathogenic cleanse and a nutrient program. Just check it out. Again, it's free. You have nothing to lose. Share it with friends. This is your introduction to a new way of living. It's a new way of health.
It's a brand new way. And I'm going to tell each and every one of you, if you've tuned in, listen again to what Tom is saying. We're going to have the replay up. It's going to be on our iTunes, on our podcast and Spotify. And please share this information with everybody, because Tom is cutting edge. I will tell you, he's the real deal. I use his stuff because I believe in it. I like it. I'm extremely picky for all of my clients who know me, who I will even let touch my body. It's only him and one of my spiritual minister friends. I'm so picky who can touch my body, and you guys know why, because of my journey. So please check out the Scalar Energy with Tom Palladino. Please see what he's saying. Go and try those free trials. You have nothing to lose, but I will tell you, you have everything to gain, because you are going to hear more and more of this technology. And I believe one of the things I've seen, he is at light speed, no more slow. Don't have to take forever. You want light speed. This is where you go. So thank you, Tom, for joining us. We are going to have you back if you will come back, and we can talk more Scalar, and we can start changing that world. Because guys, you got to go together, grow together. So thank you for joining us again, Tom. And I just wish you guys a huge amount of blessings, and we will keep supporting you, because I know you're changing thousands and thousands of lives, and there's nothing better than that. So thank you again. And everybody, check us out again at the Tracy L. Clark Show, and we will see the replay for Tom. And join us next week. We have Selena Moon back, who you know you had a great time with her, and we will have Tom Palladino back just into the new year. Take care, everybody, and we'll see you again on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.